That was Cosmetics out of Vancouver. What a dark, stormy tune. I like it, though. And speaking of dark and stormy, without further ado, from our nation's capital of Vancouver, British Columbia. Sorry, that was stupid. Currently in a band called Citizen Hands. You'll be hearing some Citizen Hands tunes. You'll also be hearing some In Medias Res tunes. Delight in that, and delight in the solo work of one Mr. Andrew Lee. He plays right now on 101.9 CITR.
That's the end of the first one. Do I just keep going? Thank you so much. I can hear the studio microphone in here, but that's okay. It's good that you guys are having a good time.
So.
Just keep going. Yeah. This next one's called First Third. Wait, is it? No. Yeah, it is. His name, and he went into the woods to find some truth,
Andrew. This is 101.9 CITR. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and you were hearing the first three songs of Mr. Andrew Lee of Citizen Hands, and formerly or currently in medias res?
Very much currently.
Oh, that's fantastic news. I wanted to apologize, Andrew.
For what?
Well, we had a bit of an email conversation for the past week, and the beginning of the conversation was, I would like to do 2 hours on the Thunderbird Radio Hell. And I was not trying to sway you out of it, but in some way I think that I did. And now I kind of kicking myself because I bet that you could do 2 hours.
Yeah, my songs are slow enough. I could stretch it out probably.
Maybe. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing pretty good today.
Awesome.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. So these last 3 songs that you played, are they Citizen Hand songs, or are they going to be In Medias Res songs?
Those are In Medias Res songs. The first one was off our first full length, and then the number 2 and number 3 are should be on our new album.
Now wait, Andrew, I don't remember hearing any pedal steel on any In Medias Res songs.
You're right, but I've recently acquired it, and it's become one of my favorite instruments.
Yeah, it's one of mine too. You play it absolutely incredibly, and the dynamic of it, of sitting in front of the pedal steel or behind it, and performing is quite a nice dynamic. Aesthetically, it looks great as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it embodies that kind of form and function.
Yeah,
type of thinking, I guess, because I have to use all my extremities.
You're like a drummer out there.
I guess so. Or it's more like a motorcycle or something where I have to use all my appendages.
Very nice. It's your driving stick.
Yeah.
Where did you find it?
I got this one in Las Vegas.
Really? For just in some pawn shop? Or?
No, I found it on a forum. It's one of the biggest forums for guitars online called steelguitarforums.com. And it's run by some dude. I forget. His first name is Bob. And you have to mail him a check for $5 to be allowed to use the forum.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you for telling me that story again. I remember you telling me the last time that I asked you. You have a friend that is doing a video for you. Can you discuss him?
He's a tall, lanky ginger boy named Tyler, and he's a good friend of mine.
Awesome. Is this going to be on the new Citizen Hand site, this performance?
I don't know. I guess it'll end up on the internet somewhere.
Awesome.
Tyler actually did a documentary on my band In Medias Res.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and so I guess he's still kind of archiving material for that.
Lovely. Was In Medias Res on hiatus for a time?
You know, I think people probably think that, and I should probably say that, but we actually weren't. We were actually still rehearsing and writing music for a good part of 3 years. Yeah, so from 2006 to about 2009.
You didn't have to wait for some people to get married?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some people got married, so we didn't have to wait for that. No, it was good. You know, I was a part of it, so.
That's awesome. Bros before, oh, forget it. Sorry. You played Shindig again.
Yeah, I did. I guess the last time we played it was in 2002.
Incredible. Yes. You made it into the semifinals.
In 2002?
Yes.
I don't remember.
I remember it. We played. Okay. We competed.
Oh, we did.
We battled against each other.
Did you guys?
Brother against brother.
Yeah, but did you come in on top?
No, My Project Blue kicked all our asses.
Oh, yeah.
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 But then what did they get in the end? Nothing.
Did they get nothing?
No, they got not even a red cent.
Oh, wow.
So nuts to them.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Sure. Are they still around?
I know that they're all playing in some form.
Okay.
Awesome. Would you enter? What did you think before you play another song? Your second time around at Shindig, was it a more positive endeavor? Less positive? Did you feel weird about it? Did you feel good about it?
I think we're doing for shits and giggles. Can I say that word?
Shits or giggles? You can't say giggles.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're doing for fun, so it was a lot more fun.
Excellent.
Yeah, and maybe the first time around we were hoping to win or something like that.
Sure.
But at this time, I think just having fun.
Awesome. Well, I really liked your performances at Shindig, and I hope that if you would play, you don't have to play it now, and you don't even have to play it, But that smog cover is just absolutely incredible. Now, you decide not to play it, we're still bros.
Cool. Good.
Awesome.
I didn't practice that one.
Then forget it. Would you please entertain all the people out there and Irene and I with another tune?
Sure. I got I'll probably need two more before I need to have a drink or something.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, this is Mr. Andrew Lee.
This next one is actually a Citizen Hand song. You don't really say thank you after. Nobody's clapping. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Good. Thank you. This next one is called Slow Motion Clarity, and it's off our Immediate Res' new album. And it's a love song. It's about being with the one you love, and you're sitting, I guess the scene would be you're sitting on a mountainside, and the world is ending, and then the sun has gotten so hot and the atmosphere is gone, so that everything is melting, and buildings are kind of collapsing because they're drying out, and satellites are falling into the ocean, and it just gets so hot that you're holding the person you love the most, and your body starts melting into one another, and you start melting into one piece of human flesh. So this is what this next song is about. But I mean, that's pretty messed up. But it's kind of cool to think that you could be that close to someone, literally. Thank you. naked bodies. The a lot. You are listening to 101.9 CITR. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and it's not time to crack one? No, okay, it's not time to crack one yet. That's fine.
Well, I was just kind of preparing, yeah.
Oh, good, prepare away. Andrew Lee, you have been hearing the delicate tones of. He is currently in Citizen Hands and also currently in the long-running foursome. Foursome?
Yeah, foursome.
Known as In Medias Res, and I just found this out now by hearing you. You are coming out very soon with an In Medias Res album.
Yes, we are.
When will that be dropping?
We're going to drop our album January 2nd, 2011.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a long time coming.
Is there going to be a label picking it up by some... will that happen?
No.
Oh, well then, what is going to happen with this lovely little gem?
We'll put it up on Bandcamp.
Okay.
And then let people download it, and then we'll press some vinyl. And then we'll mail it to your door.
Very nice. Well, please give CITR one.
We will.
Awesome. I also wanted to ask, will there be pedal steel in the upcoming In Medias Res album?
There will not be.
Ah. Drag. Andrew, also.
Yeah.
Notice that when you play with the pedal steel guitar, you need beats for which to accompany your pedal steel playing. Is there any songs that you sing with the pedal steel that do not need beats?
Yeah. I'll do one. That'll be my last song of the night.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. The reason why I have beats is because the instrument is not very rhythmic.
No, it's not. It's very, very textured.
Yeah. And so, you know, even I can get lost and forget where I am.
Sure.
There's no rhythm.
Awesome. Will you tour with these two projects that you were in?
Yeah, IMR is going to go on tour in March. And Citizen Hands will be releasing a EP probably in the spring.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
There will be music for which to peruse. That was the first time that I saw you play at Little Mountain Studios. You had nothing for us. Not one little bit of evidence that you actually existed as a band.
No, I think we have a Facebook page now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That makes it official, sort of.
How extensive will your IMR tour be?
We're working on it now, so we're either going to do the West Coast or we'll do just a national Canadian tour.
In the past, what did you feel was strongest pockets when In Medias Res vacationed in their rocking?
You know what? It's Windsor. We had the greatest response, and we have some pretty dedicated fans out there still.
You played the Fog Lounge, perhaps?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, excellent. What's it like? I hear such good things.
It's more like a large living room. And I think the guy's name is Tom that works there. He's got a book with quotes of the dirtiest things that he hears at his pub.
Sure.
And he writes them all down. And you can read through it.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I was also going to ask you, you are a sensational guitar player, a wonderful wordsmith, and you got quite a heck of a voice. But you also are a sound man. Do you still do sound at the Western Front?
Yes, I do. That's a place where I work.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Did you? Are there upcoming events happening that you could tell the listeners about?
Nothing recently, but if people were at the Tim Hecker show and the Lossal show, that was probably a pretty big highlight for us. And we had Christian Finesse. Yeah.
Well, how was that to do sound for?
It was pretty good, except during his encore, he said that during the concert, he stopped one of his songs and he said, it just sounds like shit. Please turn down the gate or something.
Ah.
He said that to me in front of everyone.
How rude!
Yeah, he's German, I guess.
I guess so. Did you press the suck button after that on the board?
You know what?
You didn't have to because you already sucked.
Yeah, and I didn't actually have gate. Like, I don't have any effects. So he was. I think he was just frustrated. I don't hope he doesn't hear this, but anyways, yeah, I think he was maybe having an off night.
That's too bad. And of course, who's he gonna blame? Himself?
No, probably not. He's got way too cool hair for that.
That's true. And he's German.
Yeah.
But German people don't blame themselves. My dad's German.
Yeah.
Very nice. Hey, how about another song?
Sure. What are we going to do? How much more time do I have?
Well, we got till 11 and then there's another show. So you got 20 minutes to just let it rip.
Well, you know what? I've only got two more songs prepared.
Well, that's okay because they're both 11 minutes each.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of 11 minutes, In Medias Res is going to release a single on December 15th, and it's an 11-minute song.
Fantastic.
Is it called a single still? If it's not on the album, it's like another thing unto itself, just a song.
Are you? Yeah, I guess it's a single.
Okay.
Will you be releasing it in some kind of like 7-inch and then you flip over the 7-inch and it plays on the other
no,
side?
No, we're going to have to, we'll release it as a download.
Okay.
Next Wednesday. And in the new year, we'll add two more songs to it and then we'll release it as a
EP?
EP, I guess.
That's fantastic.
A 12-inch vinyl, yeah.
Oh, I'll be looking forward to it. Will you be playing that 11-minute yes, epic will. Song? That is fantastic.
Yeah, the
please.
Last song.
Please, without further ado, from live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, how many froms do I say in a sentence? This is Mr. Andrew Lee.
When will I begin? When will this end? A vision of myself I reimagine tonight. Should we talk a bit more? I got one more song. It's not exactly. I won't play the 11-minute version of the song. So.
Okay. How long is that version?
I could probably do it in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's fine. Look, Andrew, I just want to finish off and saying how much a joy it is to have you perform for this hour.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's been quite a lovely time, and your songs are quite wonderful.
Thank you.
Awesome. And it looks like having two projects keep you very, very busy.
It does. And I also write my own stuff as well. So.
What do you mean, write your own stuff? Isn't like this your own stuff?
Sure, yeah. Okay. I wrote these songs. But I have some songs that I just kind of keep to myself as well.
Really? So no one gets to hear those?
I play them for people.
Why not play it for us?
You know, it's strange because I have a different relationship to my own music, and I don't, every song that I write or every song that I try to record, I just get really frustrated with, so I end up not liking the songs, like, in a relationship-wise. I'm sure they sound fine, but
Well, you don't consider these songs that you've been performing and ones that you've written, you don't consider them your own songs?
No, yeah, they are. But, yeah, no, I do. So I guess, what I'm really trying to say is that when I write music with other people, the pressure is a little bit off in terms of the end product or whatever the sound sounds like. When it's just myself, I seem to, there's no good cop or bad cop. I just end up being a bad cop.
But the whole dynamic of being in a band, I've always had a problem with because. Yeah. The
you
way
want your
that
way?
Like I didn't hear that, sorry.
Oh, like you want to have your way in a band?
Well, I guess I mean you know yeah. You kind of hear a song a certain way, and then the drummer like you know
yeah.
has to have a splash cymbal in there. I mean, what the hell?
You hide the splash cymbal.
I did, but then he bought a new one.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So you have a wealthy drummer, or you had a wealthy drummer.
So is this a rare thing that you did? Wealthy drummer, good, awesome. Sorry, I was trying to think of like my next question,
right.
And then I didn't really hear what you said, so my apologies. But that was good.
Oh, you mean like my own stuff? Is it recent?
Well, you are here.
Oh,
just
yeah.
one guy,
yeah,
and
no,
I don't think that your friend's in your band right now. Like, I mean, he's not really playing a musical instrument.
No,
the
no.
camera could be a musical instrument.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, this is not a normal occurrence for me to play music in front of people just by myself. It's a lot of pressure. I.
You seem quite comfortable with it, Andrew.
Yeah, but it's because I'm closing my eyes and I'm pretending like I'm in my apartment or something.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well,
can you
pretend one more song?
I can.
Awesome. Thanks very, very much for this, and I hope that one day that you can do a solo thing, because it's quite an intimate experience for both Irene and me.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's an intimate experience for me. That sounds kind of strange, but, I mean, yeah. I'll do it. I mean, I'm here now. It's not so bad.
Well, I'll bring my friends next time.
Sure.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Andrew. This is the last song from Andrew Lee on Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
This next song is called The Dark Crystal, and it'll be available for download next week, next Wednesday.
stop for. If not.